Chapter 1. How telepsychics can be your magic power for perfect living. Magic is referred to as the art of producing a desired effect or result through the use of various techniques. Men speak of the magic of music, the magic of spring, and the magic of beauty. It is also referred to as the art of causing illusions, such as in entertainment, by the use of sleight of hand, legerdemain, and conjuring, whereby one pulls a rabbit out of a hat or causes a human being to disappear. The invisible power within you. To most people, magic is the production of effects by unknown forces. Magic, however, is a relative term. Obviously, if the processes are known to you, the work is not a work of magic to you. In many remote places in the world today, among primitive people, the airline, radio, television, or recording machines would be considered magical objects. Likewise, these discoveries would have been looked upon as magical 150 or 200 years ago in our own country. We understand how astronauts managed to go to the moon today and do not, therefore, call it magical. All forces are, in their nature, unknown. All things come forth from spirit. We do not see spirit, but we can feel the spirit of joy, the spirit of the game, the spirit of the musician, the spirit of the speaker, and the spirit of goodness, truth, and beauty moving through our minds and hearts. No theologian has ever seen spirit, God, but we can use this presence and power in all phases of our lives. We don't know what electricity is, for instance. We only know about some of the things it does. The force itself is still unknown to us. Actually, all of us practice magic constantly. We desire to lift our finger, and lo and behold, the invisible power responds according to the intention of our mind. Yet we do not know exactly how we move and lift our finger. Socrates informs us that just by lifting a finger, you disturb the most distant star. You will perceive that we all are familiar enough with the magic power within us, though it is not called by that name in our workaday world. Tuning in with the magic power. You can tune in to the infinite power within you and transform your whole life. Wherever I go, whether to Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, or the various cities in our own country, people tell me of the amazing, untapped power which they have contacted and which has completely transformed their lives. Many of them have said that their old friends and acquaintances have remarked to them, "What's happened to you? I hardly know you." As you follow the techniques and processes outlined in this audiobook, you will find out that this inner power can solve your problems, prosper you, reveal hidden talents to you, and lift you up from sickness, failure, lack, and limitations of all kinds. This power can guide you and open up new doors of expression for you. You can receive inspiration, guidance, and new creative ideas, bringing you harmony, happiness, and peace of mind. How a college student tuned in for passing examinations. A few months ago, I talked with a college student who was getting rather poor grades. He was quite despondent because his marks were, as he said, bad enough to cause him to flunk out. He had been reading and studying Secrets of the I Ching, and in asking it a question, it said, "Go and see the great man." He interpreted that to mean that he should see a counselor or spiritual advisor, though it had deeper meanings also. I asked, "Why do you want poor grades? Infinite intelligence is within your subconscious mind, and you can use it." "Okay," he said. "My parents criticize me and point out that my sister is a much better student than I am and passes all her examinations easily." I explained to this young man that he should immediately cease comparing himself with his sister, because all comparisons are odious, pointing out that each person is unique